With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Jockey-turned-writer Dick Francis has been turning out mysteries for years on such subjects as wine, kidnapping, and banking. But with his latest book, Break-In, Francis returns to familiar turf, the world of steeplechase racing in England. His hero is a jockey named Kit Fielding, who is smart and courageous and unusually tall.
He's tough, too, and I think I bring out his toughness in the story. And
he can stand a lot of knifings and beatings and things like that.
Well,
shocks.
Most of my characters can.
And Kit Fielding has a telepathic sense that communicates to the horses he rides.
It happened to me quite often. You know what it's going to do before it does it. It's difficult to explain, but I've tried my best in Break-In to explain it.
In Break-In, Dick Francis writes about a smear campaign developed by a wiretap against a horse trainer who happens to be the husband of the hero's twin sister.
The telephone tapping in England did happen to a jockey, and it was because of this that I wrote Break-In. It isn't, it's fiction, but it's based on fact.
There's a love interest, too, when Dick Francis' hero meets a young American woman who is a TV news editor based in London, and that produces a rare Dick Francis sex scene in Break-In.
It is rare, but it's not unique in my books. They have come into earlier ones, High Stakes, for instance. Part of it was set in Everglades in Florida.
Dick Francis, who lives in Fort Lauderdale in England, is one of the most popular mystery writers in the UK and America. Putnam published his latest thriller, Break-In. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.